Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Random Ship the Podcast, your weekly source of all things random. I'm the captain on this ship, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
Good evening.
This is episode 8 of the Random Ship, but in case you are new to the voyage, what we do every week is we go on a nice little trip into the waters of the weird, the obscure, and the strange corners of the internet.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
We like to do a quick 20 to 30 minute show here on the podcast, and this week is no different. So, Alan, let's get right into it.
Alrighty.
Have you seen this movie, Isn't It Romantic?
Surprisingly, I have not.
Yeah. Well, it's on Netflix, and it's very, very funny. It's a girl who got trapped in a romantic comedy. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
It has one of the Hemsworth brothers in it. And I love them. They are fantastic actors. I mean, heck, I'm never going to mess with Thor.
Nope.
But it got me thinking about us. You, me, and brother three are three brothers. And I always thought we are arguably the most attractive set of brothers in the entire world. And then after seeing the Hemsworth brother in this movie, I'm starting to question that.
Well, we do set a pretty high bar, but we also don't get paid to work out for a living.
Well, I feel like they are just genuinely more alpha male than us. I'm comfortable enough saying that. I feel like if it was a 3 versus 3 fist fight scenario, they would probably win.
Oh, yes. I would not bet on us.
But they're also funny. That's the issue, is we have our somewhat humorous ways about us, but they have the muscles and the humor. It's not fair.
Yeah.
And the accents.
Sure, they also have the accents. But I was doing some research, looking up pictures of the Hemsworth brothers.
And good.
I didn't realize there was a third one.
No. That's your own fault.
But like, I don't like him as much as the other two.
Eh, well, see, that's what happens. There's always one who's kind of like, eh. I mean, in all honesty, to make myself feel better, I made a list of other sets of three brothers that were better looking than.
Okay.
Number 3, the Culkin brothers, Macaulay Culkin and his brothers. Easily better looking than him.
Definitely better looking than them.
They may have been cuter children, but we grew up to be much sexier men.
True.
Easy. 2, the Property brothers.
There's 3 of them?
That's the point, is there is 3, and the third one sometimes comes on the Property Brothers show, but he's not nearly as good looking as the other two.
Oh, so he brings the average way down.
Yeah, you lose the points there. They get points because they're Canadian, but we also have those points.
Nice.
So that, and then number 1 that were unquestionably both sexier and probably more skilled than are the Jonas Brothers.
I mean, Nick, though?
Once again, there's always one who's fantastic. We are just 3 for 3. That's why the only one who even rivals us is the Hemsworth boys.
That's true. As far as...
And what's good about them is they seem to be friends. The Jonas Brothers, they can't decide if they're ever even in a band together or not.
It's true. They were last year, maybe?
I don't know. I don't keep track on them. This is honestly the first time I've ever looked up the Jonas Brothers Wikipedia. But
you did learn that we are better looking.
Yeah, in the 5 minutes of research I've done, that is my scientific list of who we are better looking than.
I mean, I'm okay being between in rankings the Hemsworth and the Property Brothers. That seems okay.
True. Yeah. If we were in a weird dating show scenario, I think the Bachelorette would choose the 3 of us at once. what a weird dating show. Pick 3 brothers to date, and then the next episode she narrows it down from there. I think we have a show on our hands.
This sounds like it would make family gatherings really awkward.
You start with three sets of three brothers or three sisters if the guy's dating. And, then that's one episode. And then the next episode, she picks between those three brothers.
Oh, so you're saying there's two episodes?
Yeah, they're two episode series. I think we have struck gold here, my friend. You should sell it to your connection at Netflix.
Yes.
Mr. Flix.
First name Ned, interestingly enough.
Well, that's all I have for this week. Do you have anything else you would like to talk about before we get into the heart of the show?
No, I think we should just get to it.
Well, pitter-patter, let's get at her.
Say that again.
Next up is everybody's favorite advice segment.
Help?
You know, I was thinking, Alan, we should call this one, we've been calling it random advice. I think we should call it unqualified advice or advice alley. Like the only time you would take our advice is if you found yourself in a dark alley.
That sounds like how to survive advice. That's not what we do. We just give away.
Why do you just assume the alley is dangerous?
How many alleys have you been in that aren't dangerous?
Many. I'm a city boy and was raised in the streets of the suburbs.
Where there aren't alleys.
Fine. We won't change the name.
We could just call it bad advice.
So in case you haven't seen this segment before, what we do is we pick a theme for the week, we go on Yahoo Answers, we type that in, and we find the most random questions around that theme, and we answer them so you don't have to.
What's our theme this week?
Well, Alan, because it just turned over to the new year, our theme is January.
I was going to guess resolutions.
Well, you would guess wrong.
I guess we covered that last week.
Yeah, last week was New Year's resolution. This is 2021, baby. We're only looking ahead, but I guess that's what you do with resolutions. So that point is moot.
So what's the first question?
I want to lose 40 pounds by January? Do you have any advice on this question, Alan?
You should have started before now. You're 4 days late.
I have a question on top of this. Why is this a question? Are you unsure of which month you want to lose your weight by? Or are you unsure how much weight you want to lose? Because if you're like, oh, I want to lose 40 pounds by January, you could be, okay, maybe that's a bit much. Maybe try 6. But or you could be like, oh no, January's already here. Try June. We believe you could do it by June, but I don't think you could.
40 pounds by June is still a lot. Maybe.
You don't know how much they have to lose.
Maybe 10 pounds by next January.
You are only like 150 pounds. That's why you think that's
a
lot.
If I lose 40 pounds, I would die.
Just 6'1", 90 pounds. Number two, and this one is a two-parter. Is January a good name for a baby? And if so, what should the middle name be? So now you get a chance to be creative. First off, Alan, do you think January is a good name for a baby?
No.
Me neither, because then she'd just go by Jan.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh.
I'm a fan of Jan.
Jan. Oh, no. Is it for Janet? Nope.
Yeah.
For January.
Oh, it's like that thing where it's the daughter's name's goes by Liz. And people ask, is that short for Elizabeth? And she'll have to tell them, nope, it's short for Lizard King.
What? What is that from?
I don't know, but I've seen it all over the place. So, I think that a good middle name would be Liz.
I think January is not a good name. Because, A, it's kind of cold, So then she'll always be made fun of anytime she's in a bit of a mood. It's like, oh, she's icy. Oh, she's so cold. January's so cold. So
is winter not a name, though?
Yeah, but winter you'd think of, like, it's not lightly snowing and you're playing outside. January is like, it's cold and we're all tired of winter.
That's also a lot of syllables for a first name.
Mm-hmm. And that leads me into the second one, is I actually think January would make a better middle name.
Hmm.
Like if the person's name was like Sarah January McCartney, because her dad's Paul. That
obviously.
That to me makes more sense than January Sarah McCartney. Like that. I feel like if you really want to shoehorn January in there, it's middle name worthy. It's a little too forced as a first name.
Yeah. And like you said, we're talking about naming a baby. A baby can't go by Jan. Jan is somebody you hand your resume to, not a baby.
And now it's time for everybody's favorite segment, In the News, where Al and I have scoured the darkest recesses of the interwebs to bring you the strangest articles of the week. Our first article this week, Alan, comes by way of our Republican friends at Fox News.
Ooh, always reliable.
Always truthful.
That's their motto.
That's their motto. Not fake news. Mysterious New York City squirrel attacks rise in Queens neighborhood.
Are the squirrels mysterious?
They say what makes it mysterious is the fact that squirrels, A, are normally quite docile, and B, that rabies in squirrels is very, very rare, so this isn't likely a thing of rabies. But it just seems like there's a couple crazy squirrels attacking people in Queens. Like, did you see the quote? The squirrel didn't care. It just wanted something. It wanted blood. It's a squirrel. They're not that big. Like, if a dog attacks you, sure. But what's the squirrel doing? Hiding in the tree and pouncing on you?
Yes. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And it seems to be in the same park. Like, it's the same neighborhood park. So I think it's just one badass squirrel that's tired. He's
fighting everyone?
Yeah, he's just tired, or she, is tired of all these locals just messing with it. And he's like, this is my park. He's like, get out of here.
I don't even know what this means, but this sounds amazing to watch. Savage squirrel terrorizes Queens community with cage match attacks. I don't know what that is.
Once again, why are they turning into a cage match attack? It's not like you're boxing the squirrel. If it jumps on you, push it off, kick it if you need to, step on it. PETA, yes, that's not the most nice thing to do, but it's for blood. It's going for blood, apparently. So, like, if something is attacking me, like, if a vampire attacked me, I'd fight back. He's going for blood. I can't fight it's back true. Against a squirrel.
Both equally real. Apparently, these squirrels, you said they were jumping at people out of trees? They can jump 8 feet. Just imagine.
Well, then don't go up to little squirrels and be like, oh, hey, little squirrel, and then it jumps in your freaking face.
No, just imagine. You're social distancing from everyone and then some. You're not letting anybody within 8 feet of you, and suddenly there's a little squirrel right on the edge of your safety range, and bam, no longer social distancing.
It's true, but at 8 feet, I feel like you should be able to block him somehow. Like, whoop-ha! And yes, but it says it can leap upward 8 feet. It doesn't say it can leap towards you at 8 feet.
Doesn't say they can.
Yeah, but it can't leap up and forward 8 feet. So if it leaped 8 feet, it would just be at my feet. Okay, get out of here, weird hissing squirrel. I like how it also says, though, they can run 15 miles an hour.
Isn't that scarier? Because, like, it could be at your feet and then literally jump onto your head.
Yeah, that's scary.
like having a standing long jump of 8 or standing high jump of 8 feet is crazy.
Considering it's only like 6 inches.
Get off these the ground. Squirrels into the NBA.
But also, it can run 15 miles an hour. So like, is it chasing people? Like, like people are like, oh no, a squirrel. They start running, but this squirrel is like right beside them. Like, where do you think you're going? I'm going to eat your fingers. let's get back to happier things, Alan.
Yes, of course.
Let's talk engagement.
Okay. I mean, it's that time of the year.
This one comes all the way from our friends at the Mirror. Actually, both of our next two come from the Mirror. Man leaves girlfriend of 6 years in tears with joke Christmas proposal. The cojones on this guy.
Oof. Yeah, 6 years is so long.
Yeah, like to me, of course your weird prank worked, because you should have proposed to her like at least 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not,
like, they're not an old couple. Like, they, if you look at the video, they look like basically they've, for them to have been dating 6 years, they probably started dating in like, right after high school. Like, it's,
yeah,
not,
this guy's
like,
still got acne.
So for those of you who haven't seen the video or read the article, basically what happened is this guy gets down on one knee with a ring case, says, "Will you please?" And then opens the ring case and says, "Take these earrings." So he knows his lady that he supposedly loves wants nothing more than to marry him. And he thinks, "I know what I'll do this Christmas.
Troll her."
And she just ran out of the room bawling. Just
seems like the appropriate response, dick.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's too much funny we can say about this. No. Other than the fact that it's like, wow, that takes some either huge cojones or he has incredibly poor judgment. Like, that is, that's the guy who he's like, you know what'd be funny? And then he throws like mud on somebody. Like, it's like, no, that's not funny.
No, you know who has poor judgment? This girl.
Oh, I know. Yeah, because if you read on, she's the one who actually posted the video, because after she was done bawling and feeling like this guy's a complete jerk, she posted it because she said, oh, we play pranks on each other all the time. This is not something you play a prank about.
This is the kind of prank war that escalates to really unhealthy levels, right? Like, say, oh, I'm pregnant. And then you pretend to be pregnant for a while, and then you're not. It's like, haha, joke's on you. We don't have a son coming.
Yeah, or like, they put a rabid squirrel in the house, and the guy goes to step on, and a bear trap clamps on his leg, and she's like, ha, it was fake the whole time.
But now you have to fight a cage match against this squirrel.
With your leg in a bear trap.
These people are crazy. Where did they come up with this?
I do not know. And that is related to our third and final article of the day. Also from the Mirror. Bridezilla forces bridesmaid to sign bizarre contract with 37 strict rules. Did you read some of the rules, Alan?
I read all of the rules.
This lady's crazy. And the best part is, she doesn't think she's crazy. So she posted it to Facebook and basically said that she, in planning her wedding, read a lot of horror stories about bridesmaids ruining other brides, basically lead up to their wedding. So she made an official contract with 37 strict points that her friends had to adhere to. And they all had to, like, sign it and notarize it and stuff. And she thought that was fine. And she was even thought it was fine when she wanted 10 bridesmaids, but only 6 agreed to her stipulations. So my first thought is, you're a terrible friend. My second thought is, you're a crazy rich person. Like, you're A, crazy rich, but you're B, crazy, like, insane. Because you only have 10 bridesmaids if you're having, like I don't even have 10 people I'd want as my groomsmen.
No, this was tactical on her part. She knew she knew 10 was way too many, but also knew, you know, around half of them were sane and wouldn't want to do it anyway. because of the contract. So really, she was just like getting rid of the smart ones. I don't know. But 10 is way too many bridesmaids.
Well, and then, like, they're so weird. Like, number one, you're not allowed to try to convince the bride to change anything in her wedding. So if she's like, yeah, let's have day-old shrimp. It's like, well, maybe people will get sick. You're out! I am suing you! You're ruining the wedding! It's like, I, as a bridesmaid, am not allowed to gain more than 3 kilograms between now and the wedding. When am I signing this? And you know what's going to make me gain weight? Being dealing with your stressful ass while I'm... it's like, that's going to make me gain some weight. I will only wear black or dark brown hair on the day of the wedding. Highlights may be approved by the bride.
Is that what people beforehand. Do with hair? Is that what it's called? Wearing hair? I just have hair.
Maybe she has a bunch of people with wigs. They all got wigs.
Point number 32 in the contract. You must be bald.
I cannot wear any lashes on the day of the wedding unless they are professionally installed. First of all, I love that it's installed. It's like they're putting in a jacuzzi. It's like, no, you suck at gluing your eyelashes on. You are not allowed.
Oh, number 28. I understand that the bride does not want any suggestions, and this agreement is on here twice, two different ways, because the bride wants it clear. So this is just suggestion number one again.
I don't need any of your ideas. I like, what's the other one? I will take care of my skin, hair, and nails from now until the wedding. Once again, when am I signing this? Because if it's like a year away, why do I need to do that? I'm committing to a year of properly taking care of my nails when I could just get it done like 2 weeks before the thing. I'm not allowed to wear any extra accessories.
I will not grow sensitive and angry with the bride because I understand that she has a bossy attitude. You think?
I will not intentionally fall pregnant before the wedding.
Only accidental pregnancies here. To answer the question of how long in advance do you have to sign this, bullet 37. I will agree to save at least $50 a month for expenses for the next 14 months.
No glossy lipstick, no colorful nails. I will provide the bride with my normal 7-day schedule within 5 days of signing this contract. So on top of signing this, I have to come up with a schedule to show you how I'm not dating anyone, how I'm not getting... I need to know when you're doing your nails. I need to know when you're keeping up with your hair. I need to know when you're not having sex, because you shouldn't be having sex at all because you can't get pregnant in the next 14 months. There's two more I want to end with. First, number 22, I will not attempt to outdo the bride in any way. So if she sucks at singing, you ain't singing. If she sucks at dancing, you ain't dancing. If you're better looking than her, give yourself a black eye. There's nothing in this that says you can't give yourself a black eye.
That's true. That's not one of those 37 rules.
And part of point 29, if I sign and agree to this contract and later want to drop out, I understand that it will ruin my friendship with the bride. Yeah, I will sign it and then flake on you just so I don't have to put up with you anymore like that. I'm out now. I enjoy. Now you're going to have a mismatched number of grooms people.
We're at your wedding? Well, that sucks. You know whose problem that isn't? My.
Also, here's a rabid squirrel.
I told you we should not have your wedding in this New York City park, but you said I couldn't change your mind on anything.
I showed you that article in Fox News that said this is the park with the crazy squirrels, and you said, hey, it's got crazy squirrels, and we're just a couple crazy girls. Why don't we have the bachelorette party in that park? And then it attacked us. And now I'm out of the wedding, and our friendship is ruined.
Sounds like a win to me.
Well, Alan, we're pulling back into harbor here for what has been a fantastic 8th episode of Random Ship. But before we do, why don't you hit us with this week's ship fact?
Well, as promised last week, this week's ship fact is... the difference between nautical mile and regular miles. Nautical miles are equal to, let me get this right, 1/21,600th of the circumference of the Earth, which works out to about 1.15 regular miles, whereas one regular mile works out to be about exactly 1 mile.
Hmm. So yeah. They aren't the same. We did learn something this
time. We did learn something.
This may be the best random ship fact yet.
It only took 2 episodes.
Well, it took 8 episodes.
But this one was like bridged over 2 episodes.
It's true. This was a 2-episode series like our romantic Pick Your Brother show.
True.
We should call it Pick Your Brother.
You hear that, Bachelor? We're coming for you.
And on that note, we thank you for joining us. Remember to drop us a line at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram @randomshipthepodcast. Have a great week, everyone. See you next Wednesday.
Holt took the thing I usually say.